Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt Friday. He acted as investigators continue to probe whether a bomb brought down the Russian jetliner last weekend that crashed into the Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people on board. The Russian leader acted quickly after the chief of the country's FSB security service recommended the halt in flights. Russia had for days dismissed as speculative suggestions by U.S. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron that Islamic State insurgents planted a bomb aboard the Metrojet flight from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh to St. Petersburg. British vacationers encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh Friday. British Ambassador John Casson denied that Egypt had curtailed the planned departure of hundreds of Britons and pleaded with angry travelers for patience.
Flights are coming in that will allow us to take more people home later today. They're just challenging logistical issues involved in making sure that flights can leave and arrive in a busy airport in line with international regulations in a way that's safe.
That is London's ambassador to Egypt, John Casson. White House officials say U.S. President Barack Obama has concluded that Israeli and Palestinian leaders will make no significant progress toward peace before he leaves office in early 2017. That pessimistic forecast was disclosed as Mr. Obama prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Political campaigning in Myanmar is drawn to a close ahead of a national vote that could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. Western nations and human rights groups are calling for free, fair, and transparent elections on Sunday. At the U.S. State Department, spokesman John Kirby says key U.S. officials are closely watching the elections as an index of Myanmar's progress from military dictatorship to democracy. Kirby says the United States is focused on ensuring that the conduct and outcome of the elections are as credible, transparent, and as inclusive as possible. Britain's ambassador to Myanmar, Julian Braithwaite, said a vote that's credible, inclusive, and transparent, and which represents the will of the people, would stand as a lasting legacy for the current government. The U.S. said Friday its labor market rebounded sharply in October, adding 271,000 more jobs after 3 months of weak job growth. At the same time, the government said the country's unemployment rate fell 0.1 percentage point to 5%, the lowest rate in 7 years. The world's largest economy shrugged off a sluggish manufacturing sector, showing strong job growth in professional and business services, healthcare, retail, food services, and construction. A new UN report finds that pledges to cut carbon emissions by the world's nations are a good start, but fall short of what is needed to prevent global warming and climate change. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The UNEP report describes the world's progress on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, which are leading to global warming. At first blush, the survey of the efforts being made to tackle climate change seems to carry a discouraging conclusion. But that is not how the UN Environment Chief Achim Steiner sees it. He calls the study in advance of the Paris conference an historic breakthrough.
That historic breakthrough is, simply put, the fact that we now have a commitment that you can soon describe as universal action to address the challenge of global warming and of climate change.
More than 150 countries have submitted their national climate change strategies. Steiner calls this unprecedented and a significant departure from the previous 2 years. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A banana plantation owner and the former head of Haiti's government construction agency will face off against each other in Haiti's presidential runoff next month. Haiti's Provisional Electoral Council announced late Thursday that 37-year-old banana entrepreneur Jovenel Moïse and 53-year-old Jude Celestin will contest each other in the vote. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.